MTD Radio News. I'm Jill Miller. A Hagerman man among three fatalities in a two-car crash Friday west of Lovington, New Mexico State Police said that Miguel De La Cruz of Hagerman, an unidentified passenger who was with him at a four-door Toyota, died at about 6 in the morning after the car they were in struck by a pickup on Highway 82 near milepost 163. De La Cruz, the passenger, along with the driver of the pickup, identified as Emigido Montano of Lovington, were all pronounced dead on the scene. A 31-year-old passenger in the pickup transported to an area hospital with injuries. Vaughn said Friday at $20,000 for a man accused of second-degree murder in the death of his father after the district attorney's office rescinded its motion to hold the suspect in pretrial detention. Hunter Spindle, chief deputy district attorney Monday, confirmed he withdrew the motion to keep Ivan Gonzalez detained after he and Gonzalez's attorney, Adam Oakley, agreed on conditions of release. In addition to posting the bond, court records indicate Gonzalez must also wear a GPS ankle monitor, stay at home of a family member, and not leave the residence between 8 p.m. and 6 a.m. He's also prohibited from traveling outside Chavez County with prior permission from the court. A bond of $2,500 set Monday for a Dexter man accused of raping a teen girl at a birthday party in Roswell over the weekend. Chavez County Magistrate Judge James Mason set bond for 33-year-old Warren Faircloth when he appeared in court on one count of criminal sexual penetration in the second degree. A criminal complaint filed Monday in magistrate court alleges that the incident occurred early Saturday morning during a birthday party at a zero block of Wildly Drive address. The alleged victim, a friend of one of the residents of the house, reportedly spending the night and passed out of the bedroom where the alleged rape took place. And that's what's happening. I'm Jim Miller, MTD Radio News.